This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, we've talked about this several times on this show, about the fact that we are losing population, and that is not a winning strategy by any stretch of the imagination. And here to talk to us about it is Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
So, Daniel, I'm looking at the chart. We are one of, I think, the only southern state,
yeah,
as I'm looking at this, losing population, other southern states gaining population, and other states all around the country. So what's going on?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, Louisiana is surrounded by states that are booming, and, you know, the top growth states are Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And no surprise, these are states with no personal income tax that have kept their fiscal house in order by restraining spending and providing, but providing important necessary services, and creating an environment where, you know, people, entrepreneurs, families, and businesses can really thrive.
So let's get specific, though. I mean, you have a big, you know, you talk about big government, small growth. Do we need to right size state government? Are we too big? It's always been my sense we have too many employees.
Yeah. I think the answer to that is a resounding yes. You know, whether it's, and I think it's a mix of reforms that probably do streamline the workforce some, but we're also spending a lot of money outside of people. And frankly, there are areas that need more people. There are lots of open positions, for example, in, you know, case managers for some of our social safety net programs that are important, or child welfare. The problem is, of course, civil service rules often get in the way of really rewarding excellent performers and make it challenging to be nimble in the workforce, which means government, you know, has a hard time, frankly, keeping up with the evolving nature of the private sector. And then we just, you know, we spend more money per capita than any of our surrounding states. We have a budget system that, you know, we've grown substantially over the last decade. And even just in the last budget cycle, the final, you know, the final number was substantially higher by a couple billion dollars than the year before. And that's just not sustainable.
One of the things that drives me crazy is that, and it came up during this big, beautiful bill debate. You know, we had local leaders saying, oh, well, I'm not going to get my tennis court. What?
Yeah.
The federal government's building a tennis court? We have state government building tennis courts, pickleball courts for local government, baseball fields. Why? That should be a local expenditure, shouldn't it? I mean, it seems as though we have this beggar mentality. It's almost as though we're shaking cans at the corner for whatever we believe our next great project is that we know we can't afford. So we go hustle dollars. That doesn't seem like a good fiscal strategy to me.
No, you're absolutely right. We have this, and I would argue this is a remnant from the Huey Long form of government. All roads lead to Baton Rouge, and the state controls so much of what local governments can do, and then local governments, of course, then use that as an excuse to come to the state and ask for money. I mean, if we look at the breakdown of of local money from the state taxpayer coffers is over almost $140 million. That's a lot of money. And so we look at this and adopting a model of government that gives the appropriate fiscal controls and responsibility to local government and get state government out of the business of funding those projects. That's hard, though, because the political incentives, every time a politician puts out a press release that says, I brought home the bacon and I got you this park or I got you this whatever, everybody claps for them. So it's a function, I think, of changing the rules of the way government operates, but also making sure we can educate all of us voters and citizens to know, what are the things we really ought to celebrate and what are the things that are really moving us away from a state that can be prosperous and a place of opportunity for everyone.
But meantime, most of our bridges are a D or an F.
Right.
and then most of our roads are a C. So there's a price to be paid. I mean, you can't complain about the roads if you're excited about getting a tennis court.
Absolutely right. And that really comes down to priorities, right? Is it more important to fix the roads or is it more important to build a new amenity? And, what we have seen, too, is we look at this gets to the balance of state and local government. The state of Louisiana pays for and owns more miles per capita than any other state in the country in terms of state roads. There's a great effort that was started a number of years ago called the Road Transfer Program that the state pays to bring a particular road that in maybe every other state ought to be a locally controlled road, brings it up to a standard that it survives a couple of decades and hands over ownership and responsibility back to local government.
You make a statement under the category of big government, small growth as well. Economic development schemes that rarely deliver. Give us an example. And I think it's important because, we talk about it in the context of these nice big words, right? And I don't think a lot of folks recognize or realize what actually is given away in a lot of these deals.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. If we go back to basics, the good tax policy is low, flat, fair, and broad, right? And so Louisiana, you and I talked about this on the air before. Louisiana for decades has been offering tax exemptions and subsidies that put the government in the position of picking winners and losers in the economy. If you look just at the corporate income tax alone historically, and this has begun to change thanks to recent reforms, but historically of what the corporate income tax could collect, it collects about somewhere around a third of it or somewhere between a third and a half. And I'm not advocating for higher taxes. What I'm saying is if you give one company or industry a break over here to raise the same amount of money, you have to have a higher rate for someone else. It would be better to lower rates for everyone and get the government out of the business of picking winners and losers.
Yeah. I hadn't looked at it for a while, but I think we had, 6-7 billion in tax exemptions at one time. I don't know what that number is now, but some were very well-intentioned, but going back to the 50s. But they're not – industries change. It's not necessary, but nobody wants to give it up, and no one wants to take it away. But it serves no purpose for the entity, meaning the state of Louisiana and its citizens.
you've hit the nail on the head. It instead of fixing the bigger problem, industries very rationally and well-intentioned went to say, well, I can't solve everyone's problem, but let me lobby to fix my industry's problem. Well, of course, the problem with that is you end up with what we have, which is this dysfunctional patchwork quilt of tax policy that's complex and expensive with which to comply, doesn't produce all that much money for the operations of government, and is a high rate. So it's a disincentive for new industries, new enterprises, or you know, as we see companies move from high tax states to low tax states every day, it's a disincentive for enterprises to come set up shop here in Louisiana. So it's sort of a lose-lose-lose for everyone, unless you have a really good lawyer, lobbyist, and accountant that can work out a deal for you.
Yeah, and the real life implications are, you know, I just had Tim Temple on about homeowners insurance and this. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Auto. A lot of that is really outside of our control. Market conditions are going to dictate one way or another where the premium base is going to be to some extent. There are some nuances that can change. But when we talk about what we decide to spend on, that is completely and totally within our control. And the question to you, I mean, you're around folks all the time. Are they connecting these dots or not? I mean, it just seems a little odd to me that they're not recognizing when they're spending on all these little pork barrel projects that are floating around all over the place. That's not really moving the needle for the quality of the lifestyle of people in that community. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you know, Newell, I think you're right. It's I think some people are do understand it. I think a greater proportion of legislators do understand it. The challenge is it's a peer pressure. When everybody else is doing it, you don't want your district to be the one that gets left out. And so, you know, I think the bigger challenge is until there's a critical mass of sort of folks who may align with the way you and I think about this, it's going to be very challenging to stop it, or until you put some hard and fast rules. You know, one of the real casualties of the Amendment 2 laws from earlier this year was a portion of that we called the government growth limit. And what it said is the recurring spending of government can't grow faster than population and inflation. And so it gives flexibility for either one-time expenses like roads and bridges that are meaningful to something, or better yet, a mix of that plus reduction in rates so that it spurs even more economic activity. But until you put constraints around that, it's very challenging to force the legislature to prioritize those projects, especially in years where we have extra income.
So one of your last headlines here in this report, what Louisiana must do now. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a number of things. The first is, and this is really important, we've got to get to a responsible, sustainable state budget. And that is enacting something like the government growth limit the legislature passed in the special session last year, and put some real cap on recurring spending. Doing that will allow us to begin an intentional process to phase out the income tax. And it can't just be a hope and a prayer. There's got to be, in our opinion, a dedicated pathway and timeline for phasing out that income tax, or else it'll just never get there. Another way to help that, again, is to eliminate or at least reduce substantially the amount of incentives and other government programs, especially. I mean, there's plenty to start with that have very little to no ROI or are stuck with us in perpetuity. If an industry relies on a subsidy for its entire business model forever, that's probably not a great place for the government to be in. And then
Let me stop you there. You know, and I know that the general public has no idea what you just said about what the numbers are and who's getting what in these numbers. Do y'all ever thought about educating the public? These deals come about, break them down, more transparency, say, hey, just want to let you know, we're giving Parish A, this company, $100 million to do whatever. And this is the way it breaks itself down, and this is what actually has to happen in order for us to get a return on that investment. Because I don't think until we actually educate people, is there going to be an appetite one way or the other to change this, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just because they don't know.
Yeah.
At first blush, it sounds good. But, I mean, we've seen a lot in the last 5 years where we've gone through all these machinations, putting the deals together. Hopefully there's a new strategy, a new purpose in LED, for example. You know, I want them to succeed. I want to trust the process. But I think, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about the successes, but we don't talk about the failures, and we don't try to figure out why the failure.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know, this is a case where sunlight really is the best disinfectant. If we're going to get, and I was just talking actually to a senior economic development official about this the other day, that agrees that, you know, this is someone in the business of putting some of these deals together, but says we don't do nearly enough measurement to say what is, you know, does it pass certain tests? You know, is it actually producing long-term value? I mean, we could at least start there. You know, from our perspective, there shouldn't be any, right? We should have flat, fair income taxes. Everybody pays something so that the lowest rates can be accomplished. But if we're going to have incentive programs, and there are rational arguments that because other states are doing it, we probably, you know, don't want to lose the race, there are some arguments there in practicality. But we've got to measure. We've got to provide more sunshine and transparency to those so that the public and lawmakers, frankly, have the full picture, as you suggest. I completely agree.
Yeah. I got a text here, and I'm going to reach out to you. It's going to sound crazy, but I can't read the number. The total number of people that have left Louisiana is, what is it, 239,000?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
239,000 and some change, yeah.
That's right.
All right. And then, obviously, is there an appetite to do this in the state legislature?
I think
that's where it's got to change.
Absolutely. You know, if we just look at the last 2 years, certainly the special session in November suggested there is an appetite for this. Some reforms passed that set the stage. Doesn't go as far as maybe we'd like, but sets the stage for an evaluation of all the state's incentive programs. Certainly the flat tax on both personal and corporate is a very good step forward. Now we have to take that next step to constrain spending so that we can phase out the income tax. I think there's a will, there's a desire to do it, but the roadmap is challenging politically because you've got lobbyists and special interests there every day asking for more money. So we've got to give them the backup as voters to say, this is what we want. We want a state that can succeed. We know it's going to be hard, but we know what the pathway is. We can just look around us to find out.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. We need to really get this whole prioritization thing, I think, is what drives, you know, and then there's a whole lot of inefficiencies that are generated when we do get federal money. You know, because as you well know, a lot of those programs fall out and then they look into the state to continue this stuff moving forward. We grab the money for the sake of the money and not really having an interest in doing what we're even grabbing the money for.
<That's>
just
right.
Because it's available. I mean, it sounds crazy when I say it, but I've seen it happen.
Every day. It's worse than that, too, because not only do they look for the money after the federal dollars run out, the federal dollars aren't paying the long-term pension costs for the individuals who are employed to execute those programs. And by saying yes to federal money, often we are saying yes to policies because the money almost never comes without strings attached that the legislature would never vote on. And so, we have gotten addicted to this federal money, and it's put us in a really tough position. You're absolutely right about that as a core problem.
The most powerful word in the English language? No.
That's right. We don't use it nearly enough.
And as someone told me, it's a complete sentence, Newell. No.
That's right. Oh, that's great.
As always, totally enjoy the conversation with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.